Avos Perk Base, Mishnah Yud Base 2:12, and according to some Mishnayos, this is the end of Sil 2:8. We have Hu Haya Omer, he, Rabban Yochanan Ben Zakkai, used to say, Imiyu kol chachmi Yisrael b'chaf maznayim, if you took all of the sages of Israel and put them on one side of a pan balance, of a scale, ve'Eliezer ben Hurkanus b'chaf shnia, and you put Eliezer ben Hurkanus on the other side of the scale, machriyas kulam, he'd outweigh them all. The idea being that there was no one in Klal Yisrael who knew what he knew. He was the one with this extraordinary breadth of knowledge and memory, and that no one really could compare it to him. That's the idea. I don't think it means literally that he knew more than everyone else combined, because how could that be? Where would he get the information more than everyone else? Therefore, I think you went at the point. I think it's a little bit rhetorical. Not that he knew more than everyone else combined, but more than anyone else individually. No one else can outweigh him. Now, Abba Shaul Omer, Mishmo. Abba Shaul, his name was Shaul, Saul. It's called Abba Shaul because Abba is like an honorific. He wasn't called Rebbe. I guess he didn't have smicha, but he sort of was worthy of it. Kind of like, you know, the Chavetz Chaim didn't have smicha. So Abba Shaul didn't have smicha, but he was still worthy of the title. And therefore we call him Abba. And you see throughout the Shas, people get a title of Abba so-and-so or Ima so-and-so. For a man or woman, respectively, as like a sign of respect. So Abba Shaul Omer Mishmo, he said in the name of Yochanan ben Zakkai. So now some learn this is not a machlokas. He just said it's a different way of looking at it. Some learn it is a machlokas. So what did he say? Im yihu kol chachmi Yisrael b'chaf maznaim. If you put all the sages of Israel on one side of that pan balance, that scale. Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus af imahem. Even if you put Eliezer ben Hurkanus with them, the one who was the Bor Sud, but Rabbi Elazar ben Arach b'chaf shnia, and you put Elazar ben Arach on the other side, machrias kulam. He, Elazar ben Arach, would outweigh them all. Now, so the idea here is that even though it's true that no one knew as much as Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanus, but Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, he could always create more and more and more and more because he was this creative genius, Maina Miskaber, and therefore, in a sense, since he had this sort of infinite content within him, the more you ask, the more comes out. So in a way, he outweighs all of them. So some learn, again, this is not a machlokas, and there's really two ways of looking at it. On the one hand, you have someone who knows the information best. On the other hand, you have someone who's like this genius, creative genius, who's able to sort of create more and more and more chedushim, and in a way, each one is greater than the other. There are, however, others learn this is a machlokas, and then this machlokas sort of exists kind of throughout Shas. You see it explicitly at the last daf of Maseches Brachos, Samach Dalid, and you also see it in Horios Yud Dalid. There's a question of which is superior, to be what Chazal referred to as the Sinai, like from Har Sinai, the Mount Sinai, who like knows the whole Torah, as it was given in Har Sinai, so to speak, or the Oker Harim, the person who, well, maybe doesn't know everything, but he could like uproot the mountain, meaning he's so smart and so brilliant, so insightful, that he can always, you know, he has always a kasha and he always has a teretz and he always has an explanation and something new to say. Which is greater? So there's actually a discussion in the Gemara. The Gemara's resolution is that the Sinai is actually more important to know the breadth of information because everyone needs the information to work with. And just the fact that you're smart, this clever kid who can, you know, outsmart everybody doesn't make you the most valuable or even the greatest sage, forget a clever kid. Everyone needs the raw materials. So it sounds, according to that, if you learn this Mishnah as a machlokas, so you would have, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai taking sides, and at least according to Abba Shaul, he ruled that the Oker Harim, the one who's more mefupal, the one who's more clever and more brilliant and insightful, that is the greater of the two, and the Tanakhama holds no, the greater of the two is one who is the Sinai, who has the breadth of Torah information. As far as we're concerned, we can only do our best for both, both in amassing Torah knowledge, which is a mitzvah all to itself, as well as working on sharpening our minds and our skills to be insightful to understand that we mechadesh Torah on our own.